Today's the big day. We have done it. We have persevered. 33 days of preparation to consecrate our lives to Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What a joy that you've joined us on this do-it-yourself retreat. 33 Days to Morning Glory, written by Father Michael Gately. Make sure you stay tuned because we have a very special message coming up in this show from Father Michael Gately himself. There is a certificate that's available. If you'd like to get a copy of this certificate, you can visit 33daystomorningglory.com. That's 33daystomorningglory.com. Julie, can you please share with us what Father Michael Gately writes in his book on Consecration Day?
Sure. We mentioned this yesterday, and again, I just want to reiterate it because I think each of these things are really important. If you go to the 33 Days to Morning Glory book by Father Michael Gately on page 123, it gives you a paragraph there about, it's titled Before Consecration. And Father Gately writes, "Congratulations, you've made it to Consecration Day. Now get ready for a glorious new morning in your spiritual life. Of course, you're already ready. You've been faithfully preparing for this moment for the last 33 days. So here are just three things that he recommends for the final preparation. First of all, make a good confession. But if you don't have time to do so before we say the prayer, then from your heart, tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins and make a resolution to go to confession as soon as you reasonably can. Second, write out or print out the prayer of consecration so that you can sign it after you've recited it. And third, get a miraculous medal to wear around your neck as a sign of your consecration, or keep one in your purse or wallet. Again, these three things are recommendations. They're not essential to the consecration, but if I could throw in my own two cents, I'd say each one of those things is really important, particularly the good confession. And I love what Father Gately says, just get there as soon as you can. But one of the other things I wanted to just share that in his recommendation is the writing out the prayer of consecration. I think that really is helpful. And if anyone's doing it in a group and you have the retreat companions and the participant packets, you actually received a certificate with those that you can write your name on and sign and date. And if you don't have the certificate but you'd like to get one, they're available in both English and Spanish, and you can order those at 33daystomorningglory.com.
Mary Beth, will you please do the honors and lead us in the consecration prayer?
I state your name, Mary Beth Finster, a repentant sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of baptism. I renounce Satan and resolve to follow Jesus Christ ever more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with love for Jesus. Make it always attentive to his burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in your most pure heart that I may love Jesus and the members of his body with your own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions. Please make of me all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. If I fall, please lead me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water that flow from his pure side, and help me never to lose my trust in this fountain of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mother, you who always do the will of God, I unite myself to the perfect consecration of Jesus as he offers himself in the Spirit to the Father for the life of the world. Amen.
Through all of this consecration preparation, Julie and Mary Beth have been telling me about their friend Kelly and the great experiences that she's been having during this preparation. We are so excited Kelly was able to join us today. Julie, can you please introduce Kelly for us? Welcome back to Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. We have Mary Graham, Julie Musselman, Mary Beth Finster has been with us today. And now an exciting new guest, Kelly. And Kelly has some great stories she wants to share with us. Julie, can you please introduce Kelly?
Sure. Well, I've had the pleasure of knowing Kelly for a number of years now. Here in St. Petersburg, we go to the same parish. And she's just been one of those people that always, always I see the joy of the Lord in her life and in her faith walk. And Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're a convert to the faith, and you came into the church in, was it 2000? Is that right?
Yes,
Yeah, it was the Jubilee year, which was absolutely incredible. There were 40 of us that came in that year. And so I still call myself a new Catholic, even having had that for 15 years. I still call myself a new Catholic. I'm learning every day.
Mm-hmm. And so many times I think it's true that the converts really teach us who have been born and raised Catholic so much. I know that's been the case in our friendship. You've always had great questions and great insights and great things you're doing with your own family. So your conversion experience has really touched a lot of hearts. Tell us specifically about how you got involved with 33 Days to Morning Glory and leading a group.
Yeah. It's been an absolutely incredible experience. There have been six of us, which is the perfect number. And out of that six, four of us became Catholic or came into the church on or about the same time, right around that Jubilee year. And it's just been amazing to see how Mary has called each of us at the same time, the same place, to come into deeper relationship with her. And the stories each week have just been amazing as we all come back as a group together. Everyone has the same stories about being attacked during that week or being blessed during that week or not understanding something or having reservations about something that we were reading or pondering or going through. And it's just been amazing to walk that with other women who are having nearly the exact same experience. That's when you know the Holy Spirit is truly working through Mary to touch our hearts and help us to understand better when you're all going through that same experience.
Well, we've talked several times about having a group and the importance of doing it in community. First of all, to hold ourselves accountable. I think even though it's only two pages of reading a day, a lot of us get lost somewhere in the middle of the journey and, you know, life happens and we get busy. And so when you form a small group like that, even if you miss a day or even if you don't get to your weekly group meeting once or twice, you're still in the group and you know that you're going to keep going and keep going forward with it. So I really want to encourage people who are now consecrating today to think about sharing the gift of consecration with others, just some friends or family members or people at your church, because the discussion, as we've unfolded with this podcast, the discussion part is so rich, and hearing what other people's questions are, what their fears are, what the things are that they don't understand, and working through it together has a tremendous impact. So Kelly, talk about a little bit about some of the people in your group and what they have experienced and the joy now that we're at the consecration day.
Yeah, it's funny because I think it's Mary Beth that talks about running that race. And at about mile 10, you know, in the marathon, you start to kind of wane a little bit and you're like, how am I going to make it through this? And about that mile 10, all of us were not getting it, not quite understanding how this was all going to work. And we were so happy. It was like we were talking about Maximilian Kolbe, St. Maximilian Kolbe. That week was a really in-depth week. And then all of a sudden, you turn the page to Mother Teresa, and the love is there. And yeah. All of a sudden, there were the four of us converts, it was so funny how we turned the page to Mother Teresa then for the third week. And the love of Jesus just shone through her. And it was just absolutely amazing how we were all very comforted now to start. I think that was kind of our turning point. We all started moving closer to the consecration. And now that we've gone through all of the weeks and we are just 2 days out from our consecration, we are all so just excited and filled with joy about doing this together and taking this next step into this next journey. It has it is amazing how it really does hold you accountable, but it also keeps your feet in there. You know, it allows you to just stay firmly planted when you have the body of Christ with you, you know, with the other people in that group helping you forward.
And one of the things you're mentioning about, you know, not understanding a particular thing or feeling the intensity of Maximilian Kolbe, maybe some of those stops along the way. I think it's really important to just reiterate that that's okay. Our beautiful Catholic faith is as shallow as a pond for a baby to play in and as deep as an ocean for those who want to swim and go deep.
That's beautiful, so, Julie.
Yeah, I'm sure that a saint said that. I've heard that before. That's not original. But so there is something for everyone. So whatever level you're at, you enter at that level. And those who are just dipping their toe in the water for the first time, there are questions that come up, and there's things we don't understand. But it's okay. We know that in our Catholic faith, everything has its explanation, its answer, and even those things that are true mysteries, like the Trinity itself, that we can't ever fully understand, we can contemplate, we can pray about, and we can understand parts of it that really enrich our life. And as you're going through the Marian consecration, I think that's something to really consider. And then, for those of you who have been lifelong Catholics, maybe have an extreme devotion to Our Lady, maybe you've consecrated using different formulas before, there's always more. So you can never exhaust the beauty of the Catholic faith.
It is break time, ladies. We're going to hear more of your stories after this break. Michelle is also going to join us with some shout outs and kudos from the Marian missionaries. It's all coming up on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
Here I am, I offer you my hour has arrived to celebrate our wedding feast, and I know this was the Father's plan. I was born to live for you, or born to die for me.
Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. What a glorious day. What a great day. Yet to come this break during this segment, we're going to be talking with Michelle Porcaro. Actually, Michelle is going to be talking with the Marian missionaries and how consecration has impacted their lives. Plus, a special message is coming our way from Father Michael Gately himself. That's all yet to come here on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. I do want to extend a great big thank you to Julie Musselman, Mary Beth Finster, and Michelle Porcaro, who've been so active in preparation for this consecration to our Lord through Our Lady, and really have made this show phenomenal. They've brought so much life and depth to the programming. Another special guest with us is Kelly, and she's been leading a group during this preparation time. Kelly, you had an event that actually happened today. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was sending out a group text. We've kind of kept in touch with our technology with text messages. And a couple of things that kind of summed up our days that we've, you know, our 31 days that we've already done, were we all kind of felt that, as St. Maximilian Kolbe said, this was something that stuck out to us. The will to love our mother is enough. That was one thing that he said, and all of us through this journey have had the will to love her, even if we don't know how to do that fully quite yet or completely understand, and maybe we never will, but that will to love, as he says, is enough. And then the second thing that really stuck out to us was in the covenant that Mother Teresa, in her covenant prayer, she says to faithfully live this out as faithfully and generously as I am able. And that is where we all have the will to live this out as faithfully as we are able right here and now. And we know she's going to bring us in deeper and deeper as we continue our journey as Catholics.
And that's what people repeat to me over and over and over, is that they get a glimpse of the consecration on consecration day, the meaning of it and the time they've spent preparing for it. But look out over the next couple weeks and months, and you'll just be amazed when you see the hand of Our Lady in your life and how God brought you to the consecration at that particular point in your life and the joys and the blessings that he has for all of those who consecrate as we go forward. And I really encourage everyone to mark it on your calendar to renew your consecration next year at this same time, because that's an integral part of the consecration. Is it's great to do it once and forever, but it's even better to do it annually, where you can then go back. We've had another year of knowledge and of growing in the Lord and in faith, and the reception of the sacraments. You've got more grace in your life maybe than you did a year ago, and just renew and go back through year after year. And if you're like me, you're busy, mark it on your calendar so that you don't forget to start on the right day and get a group together at that time.
Julie, and I understand you have some great stories to share about the groups that you've worked with, both during this consecration and in the past.
So many of the groups write into our blog, 33daysofmorningglory.com, and share the different things that groups do in order to kind of commemorate their journey and their new Marian consecration, Mary. And I'll just give a couple of ideas of different things. There is a group in Kansas that we all went to the same parish, and their particular parish, they felt like they really wanted to have a small shrine there for Our Lady. And so they pooled their funds and bought a beautiful statue of Our Lady, and with the pastor's approval, they had it set up in a specific place in the church. And that was kind of their outpouring of their love of Our Lady as a gift to the church. And then when they did their consecration, they actually set it all together in front of that newly given statue, which I thought was a beautiful idea. Some groups just gather together for the regular daily Mass and attend Mass together as a group, and then pray the consecration prayer together after Mass in front of the Blessed Sacrament or a Marian statue or stained glass window that might be in the parish. Some of the groups get together for a little coffee or tea, depending on what time of day they meet, and have some fellowship along with their consecration day. I know one really creative gal put together, she made cupcakes for the treat, and she made enough cupcakes to actually form the rosary, and it was on a huge table. Yeah, so she did, and she colored the icing, so she had the 10 cupcakes of the Hail Marys, and then she did the Our Father cupcakes in a different color, and it was just beautiful, something fun. So I would say the sky's the limit. You know, as you're praying the consecration and as you're getting to today, really be asking our Lord, gosh, what would you like me to do for you, and how can Our Lady help out in that way? Another great story was a school up in Chicago. They gathered together helium balloons in the form of the rosary, and the school children all got together, and the balloons were all strung on a rosary, or in the form of a rosary, and then they, after they prayed their prayer, they lifted them up, and so this balloon rosary rose up into the sky.
Beautiful.
And there's some great pictures on the blog of that. I mean, just a really ingenious idea, very creative, and just something that all those kids will for sure remember.
You can submit your pictures, your stories, your comments to Julie's blog at 33daystomorningglory.com. That's 33daystomorningglory.com. We're going to go to the Marian missionaries now. We have Michelle Percaro, and she is our roving reporters up there with the gentlemen who are committing their time to serve the poor with the Marian missionaries.
I'm here at the Merrill Inn, which is the home of the Marian Missionaries of Divine Mercy, and I'm here with Ruben Mendoza. He's been with the Marian Missionaries since July of 2014, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what the consecration to Our Lady has meant in his life.
Hello. Well, since my day of consecration back in June of last year, it set my heart on fire, actually 2 years ago, set my heart on fire for love of Jesus. And since that day, actually that day was the happiest day of my life since when I did that consecration. And it led me in a zeal, one that I never have known before, for the church and for souls. And since then, you know, have made big steps of faith in my life, and have Our Lady has taken me on a great adventure since that day. And if, as you know, now I'm here with the Marian Missionaries. But yeah, more than anything, my love for her son Jesus has grown, and my trust for him, which is part of my big part of my life, to grow in trust for Jesus.
Thanks, Ruben. We are wishing you all a blessed consecration day from Massachusetts with the Marian Missionaries of Divine Mercy. God bless you all.
Before we hear from Michelle again with another one of the Marian Missionaries, we're going to take some time and read St. Louis de Montfort's consecration prayer. If you've got 33 days to Morning Glory and you'd like to follow along in your book, it's on page 137. I, state your name, a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in thy hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose thee this day for my mother and mistress. I deliver and consecrate to thee, as thy slave, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to thee the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me without exception, according to thy good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. Amen.
Michelle Percaro here again. I'm here with Brother David Guza from the Marian Missionaries of Divine Mercy, and he's going to share with us the impact the consecration and Our Lady have had in his life.
I have been a consecrated religious for 30-some years now. I've been very much affected by our loving Mother Mary and consecration to Mary already from my youth. My entire family, I'm one of 12, we've been very close to Our Lady and First Saturdays and great Marian devotion of the Holy Rosary. Consecration to Mary, I've repeated maybe 3 or 4 times now, and every time it brings me deeper into a fuller understanding of Mary and her maternal role in my life, and I am ever so grateful for motherly protection and love in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother David.
We're going to look at the Consolar Consecration to Mary now. This is a prayer that you've already made consecration in the past, and this is your second, third, or even greater consecration than that. It's a great consecration prayer to say. It's on page 139 in 33 Days to Morning Glory. Today, I renew my total consecration to you, Mary, my mother. I give you my whole being so you may lead me to console your son with the perfect consolation you give to him. From this day forward, dear Jesus, whenever I embrace you, may it be with the arms of Mary. Whenever I kiss you, may it be with the lips of Mary. Whenever I sing to you, praise you, and thank you, may it be with the voice of Mary. Jesus, in short, every time I love you, may it be with the heart of Mary. Amen. Michelle, who's the next Marian missionary we're going to hear from today?
I'm here with Joe Goring from the Marian Missionaries. Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the consecration has impacted your life?
It's been such an honor and a blessing. Mary's building her army, and to be a soldier in that army is really a beautiful thing. To fulfill the call of the message of Fatima to the deepest level, where we give everything to Mary, all of our rosaries, all of our penance, and she does such greater things than anything we could ever imagine. I've seen the benefits of my life, being able to combat those difficult sins with more ease, conversions within my family and friends, and basically everywhere I go, it's the greatest thing I ever did in my life is consecration to Mary.
Thanks so much, Joe. God bless you all.
My garment stays.
Glorious day here on Consecration Day with Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. And what a treat, what a special treat to have Michelle up there with the Marian Missionaries sharing with us how consecration has impacted their lives. But she has a special connection up there with the Marian Missionaries. She had a chance to talk with Father Michael Gately himself, and he shared with us a huge surprise. If you're consecrating with us on our Consecration Day of March 25th, 2015, here's what Father had to say.
Hello, this is Father Michael Gately, and I just want to give a message to all those who are doing their consecration today on March 25th, 2015. This is a really special day to do the consecration because you may have heard or may not have heard, but all of the Missionaries of Charity sisters founded by Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, more than 5,000 of them are all consecrating on this very day. And we know how much our Blessed Mother loves Mother Teresa and her sisters. There's going to be a lot of graces poured out this day. So I pray for all of you. I will be praying for Mass at all of you, that you receive all those great graces, that your consecration be a glorious new morning in your spiritual life, and then you're brought deeper and deeper into the love of the heart of Jesus. So many prayers for you, and I hope this is a day of grace and blessing. And please pray for me and for the Marian Fathers and for the Marian Missionaries of Divine Mercy. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Hail, most merciful heart of Jesus. Hail, living fountain of all grace. Our soul shelter, our only refuge, the light of hope issued for our race. Hail, open wound of your sacred heart, from which the rays of mercy come, from which was given us to draw life, with the vessel of trust alone. Hail, throne of mercy, Lamb of God, who gave your life sacrificed for me, before whom my soul is humbled daily, living in faith profound with thee.
We're going to wrap up today's program by listening to music that we've heard throughout our consecration preparation. And our final segment, once again today, we're going to be praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with Donna Corey Gibson on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
Jesus, give me your heart that I might receive Jesus.
Next on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and tomorrow's special guest from Sister Marie Hesed. You're going to love this one, so we'll see you then. Bye-bye. We are going to close our final show singing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with Donna Corey Gibson on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses. If you're listening to the live show, you're going to miss the last few minutes of the chaplet. However, if you're listening to the podcast, you'll get the entire song.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Atonement for our sins. Save
Spirit. Amen.